blues and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Oh, this is Apostle Henry Walker. I want to invite you to listen to my broadcast, God's Timing is Everything, a broadcast that teaches about God's timing and His season. That God's Timing is Everything broadcast, heard every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. on WCNO.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2013-2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced ESE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
And if those of you that were here for that, was a fun series. I think there were four CDs in that. And we did one on what it means to be a dreamer. There were three or four series CDs in that one. We're going to try to get those packages up this year so they'll be available. And you guys can pick those up, and whatever you've missed, you can catch up on. But I think, you know, the stuff that we've been teaching this year has been vital to the growth of this church. And not just, you know, growth in numbers, but spiritual growth in our heart. Amen. Because how many know God just wants to take us to our destination? But when we get there, He wants us to be able to occupy, not get to a place that we can't stay because we weren't ready when we got there. Amen. So we started this series out in Joshua chapter 1, and we've been all over Joshua, and we're going to finish up in Joshua chapter 2 today. So if you have your Bibles with you, just look in Joshua chapter 2, verse 1. It says, "Now Joshua the son of Nun sent two men from the Isaiah grove to spy secretly, saying, 'Go view the land, especially Jericho.' So they went and came to the house of a harlot named Rahab, and they lodged there. And it was told to the king of Jericho, saying, 'Behold, men have come here tonight from the children of Israel to search out the country.'" Today, as we finish up this series on what it means to be an occupier and understanding how the war has already been fought and how the war is over and how we maintain that place, we're going to finish up on really what it takes for us to cross out of the borderland and step into the promise. Because how many know when we get to the place where we occupy, you got to learn something in the crossing. You've got to take some things with you to be able to stay where you are. All right, so we're going to talk about crossing the border. Somebody shout this morning, it's time to cross the border. I believe that it's time for some of us to really begin to possess what God told us to possess. And in order to do that, we're going to have to learn how to hold on to it. Amen? How many of you know in order to occupy, you've got to cross the border? You can't get to where you're going until you cross over a border, until you break through the barrier that's keeping you contained in this place of containment where we all are and the level where we are, because it's really about going from level to level and glory to glory in the body of Christ. I believe that God by His Spirit is forming us corporately as a church and individually as His people to really be the temple of the Holy Spirit, to really walk in that power, to really show what it means to be salt and light and live by the light of eternity, so that everywhere we go, we are a lighthouse. Amen. Not just when we come to church. It's not this building that's a lighthouse. It's not just, you know, 3891 Edwards Road that's a lighthouse, and the place across the street and the place down the road. It's you. Somebody say, it's me. And in order to be able to shine bright, then we're going to have to be able to occupy where God's called us to be. And because if we don't, then how many know the light can grow dim and we can just get caught up in the fray and get caught up in the bubble and sucked into the culture. The next thing you know, we're not living Christianity anymore. We're living churchianity. And we're speaking Christianese. Come on now. And we all know how to do it very well, don't we? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, just the Holy Ghost anointing is on my... Blah, 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 blah. Shut up. You know, let's be real. People dying and going to hell. Children in this next generation are lost and confused. And do you know that God has called you and ordained you, sanctified you, to be able to stop that? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You for this day. I thank You for the power of Your presence. I thank You, Lord, for the truth of Your Word, for the revelation, for the wisdom, Lord, for understanding this morning over every believer in this house. Father, we come together here today, God, to hear Your Word, Lord, to hear Your instruction, to be equipped. Father, I thank You for the equipping of the saints. Equip us, O God. Equip us with knowledge. Equip us with truth. Father, I pray that You give me entrance into the heart of every believer in this house this morning. Lord, let me walk the corridors, Lord, of their hearts with truth. Father, put me on like a coat and wear me, and let the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Lord, shine through me, and let my words be the words of the Holy Spirit, not the words of me or anybody else, but the words of the Holy Ghost. And Father, I thank You, God, that they do what they're intended to do in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. I mean, the real spark for a spiritual awakening in the next generation is really the willingness to let God shape us and continue to reshape us as we walk through our journey on our way to our destiny. That God is constantly molding us and putting us into those different situations in life so that we can become everything that He wants us to become. Amen? How many of you understand that the clay on the potter wheel is sometimes squeezed and molded into different shapes? Huh? And can I just say this to you today? If you feel like you're being squeezed or you feel like you're being shaped, the thing we need to understand, the best place to be shaped and squeezed is on the wheel. Because you know if you're on the wheel, then you know you're in the Father's hands and you're not being squeezed and shaped by the world and you're not being squeezed and shaped by the culture. You're being squeezed and shaped by your Father. Come on, somebody. So when we feel this pressing in our life, then we know we're right in the middle of His hand, and we're right there where He's got us, and He's beginning to shape destiny in our life, and the purposes of God and the promises of God begin to manifest in our everyday walk with God. I mean, that's a good thing, to do what you were created to do. So the challenge for every believer in this house is not to settle for mediocrity. Elton Trueblood said this one time. He said, deliberate mediocrity is sin. Let me try that again. Deliberate mediocrity is sin. You know, there's no greater sin than mediocrity, than being passive, than being lukewarm. You know, we talked about this a little bit either Wednesday night or last Sunday. It's kind of running together in my head. But, you know, God would prefer that you were either hot or cold. Because if you're not, then you're just nauseating. You're just making God sick to His stomach. Come on now. So the challenge for us is not to settle for mediocrity or to settle for the status quo or to settle for just good enough or to settle just for average. Come on, somebody. Being ordinary is not an option. But we seem to think it is in the body of Christ. Well, I just want to fit in. I just want to be ordinary. Amen. I just want to be an ordinary person. Well, I believe God's called us to be more than ordinary. I believe that God has called us to be extraordinary people, to be people that have been marked by the power of the Holy Spirit, to be people that have been called, that have been ordained, to be people of purpose. Not to be ordinary, but to be extraordinary, amen? We don't want to just be ordinary people with ordinary homes and ordinary jobs and ordinary cars and ordinary families and ordinary lives, but we're called to be extraordinary people with extraordinary children and extraordinary families and extraordinary ministry. But it's so easy to settle sometimes, isn't it? Come on, when God begins to add super to your natural, what do you get? That means we need to keep breaking through the borderlands that hold us back so that we can occupy the promise that He's given to us. And how many know that some of those borderlands are made right here in your mind? Some of those barriers that hold us back are right here. We call them strongholds. Somebody say strongholds. Now, stronghold is not some demon sitting on top of your head, twisting your brain up, going, I got you. I mean, the power of the enemy has been broken. Has been, past tense, broken 2,000 years ago. Jesus broke the power of the enemy, took the devil on display, paraded him for heaven to let everybody see that he was a defeated foe. The war is over. So what is a stronghold? A stronghold is a false conclusion. It's a decision that you have made in your mind, a conclusion that you have come to that is not true either about yourself, that is not true about someone else, or it's not true about God. It's a lie. Which really is the only weapon that the enemy has these days is to deceive you into thinking that he's got power when he really doesn't have any. I believe there's some folks here today and God's inviting you to cross over into greater promises, greater opportunities, to take up a place where your dreams are realized, where your purposes are unfolded. I believe He's inviting us by His grace to something that we could have never even imagined except that God hadn't put it in our heart in the first place. I believe that. Amen. How many of you understand that He is inviting us to a place that we could never get there on our own, but He's asking us to come, and then He's giving us the very power that is essential for us to be able to occupy the place that He's called us to? And if He is inviting us, then we have to be willing to do something. We have to be willing to embrace a new day. Somebody say, I've got to be willing to embrace a new day. You say, well, what are you talking about, Pastor? Well, in Isaiah, he said, behold, I will do a new thing. And he doesn't really say what it is. He doesn't really define what the new thing is. He just says, hey, I'm doing a new thing. Then he says, will you not perceive it? That's the key. Will you not perceive it? Will you not understand it? Will you not see this new thing that I'm doing? You know, it's interesting in the book of Joshua, there's a changing of leadership. Moses is dead. He's gone. And he says, therefore, cross over the Jordan, you and all who are with you. So what does that tell you? We serve a God that does not change, but He's always working change in us. He's always moving. The Spirit of God is always moving. You know, there's the Word of God, the very first principles that we learn about God are right from the very beginning of the book, in the book of Genesis. And those things carry through every book in the Bible all the way to Revelation. And some of the very first things that we learn about God is that it says the Spirit of God was moving over the waters. The Spirit of God is always moving. He hasn't stopped moving. He doesn't change. He's still moving. So that means that God is changing me because God is preparing me for what He has prepared for me. You should have wrote that down last week. I mean, God is preparing me always for what He has prepared for me. I mean, God never wants us to get to a destination that we can't occupy. He doesn't want us to have failures and successes. He wants us to have significance. That's why God's always working on us and He's always working in us so we can occupy the land that He's called us to, so that we can enforce what He's called us to enforce, so that we can love the unlovable, so we can heal the sick, so we can raise the dead, so we can see emotional problems completely healed in people's minds and people come into the kingdom of God and begin to realize that there's a purpose and a dream for their life.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 3-4-9-8-1. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting